It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. NPR foreign correspondent Deborah Amos is a familiar voice to NPR listeners. Most recently, she's been reporting from Syria with more than a dozen trips to the country during the current conflict under President Bashar al-Assad. But she's back in the United States, and for the next 2 days, we'll be speaking with Colorado college students, a little different audience than normal.
Mostly the groups I address, I don't see. I'm on the radio, and I'm talking from a small hotel in Turkey, often with a blanket over my head. So it's always nice to see the people that I'm talking to.
I had the chance to speak with Amos ahead of her lecture this evening at the University of Colorado in Boulder. Deb, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You've covered the Middle East for a number of years, have written several books. Obviously, this isn't the first time you've recorded on conflict in the region. I'm curious what makes the conflict in Syria so different from the way that the Arab Spring has kind of manifested in other countries?
It's funny that you asked that question. It's exactly what I'm writing about in my speech, because the others were a curtain raiser, and that is really clear now. Syria is different, and it's different because of its geography, because of its history. Egypt is the largest Arab country, so it matters. It's a trend center. But Syria is the most important because of who it borders, because it's in a turbulent region, because the revolt in Syria is calling into question 100 years of history. Think Lawrence of Arabia. Go look up that movie and see where it ends. It ends in Damascus.
I love the way that you find really unique stories to tell. It's not just about, oh, here the fighting was in this city, now it's moved here. One of the stories that I really liked is you were talking about how this has affected young people and their employment prospects.
Before the revolt broke out, I did a series of stories on what's known as the youth bulge in the Middle East. And somehow it had escaped my attention that somewhere around 60% of the population across the Middle East is under 30. In fact, Syria has one of the largest youth bulges of all. And youth bulges are inherently destabilizing because it's a young population. They need jobs. And all of these Arab countries simply didn't have economies that could accommodate them. So this was 2010, and I went to Syria and I went to Egypt, and I looked at these young people who were better educated than their fathers and their grandfathers and mothers, and I wanted to know what was going to happen to them. And I found out a year later that what was going to happen is this was a revolution of rising expectations in some part. It certainly was the spark in Tunisia. As we saw, there was a young vegetable seller who set himself on fire because he couldn't get a job. And in Tahrir Square in Egypt, you saw young men and women who had been highly educated, knew how to tweet and use Facebook to get their messages out, couldn't find appropriate employment. So in some ways, these revolts across the Arab world has been a revolt of the youth bulge.
For some reason, when I talk to people about what's going on in Syria, it seems like people are maybe a little bit less engaged with this conflict than with others. I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Have you experienced that? And what do you think is the reason? Is it just conflict fatigue or is it something else?
I don't think it's conflict fatigue. That may play some part in it. I think that Syria is the most complex of all of these uprisings because of geography, because of history, and because Americans knew a lot about Egypt. They certainly knew about the pyramids, so that was a touchstone. And that was the big story that people were really paying attention to. By the time we got to Syria, and because the stakes were actually higher, but so different, this is a country that is a mosaic. It has Christians and Druze and Kurds and Alawites and Sunnis. It has a strategic border with Lebanon and Turkey and Israel and Iraq. It has an alliance with Iran and Russia. So you have to really know a lot about Syria to see all of the nuance in the reporting that's coming out of there. Otherwise, you're kind of stuck with 100 people died today, 200 people died today. And that is fatiguing because that really just doesn't make any sense over time.
That's NPR foreign correspondent Deborah Amos. She'll share her experiences covering Syria and the Arab Spring tonight at 5 at the University of Colorado in Boulder and again tomorrow night in Golden at the Colorado School of Mines. Details are at our website, kunc.org.